reactive oxygen species are really byproducts of oxygen metabolism. If you think of oxygen as a molecule, it really is a diradical because it's got two unpaired electrons. Anyway, in spite of that, it's pretty stable because of the special electron arrangement. If it takes up an extra electron, however, it forms a very reactive superoxide radical, O2-. Another reduction step leads to the peroxide anion, O2-2-, which easily binds protons and then can become hydrogen peroxide, H2O2. If you then add a third electron, this leads to cleavage of the molecule into the ions O2- and O-. Now, O2- can form water by taking up two protons, and the protonation of O- generates a very dangerous hydroxy radical. A fourth electron transfer and more protonation from floating around hydrogen ions will convert that O- into water. So all of these oxygen products are called reactive oxygen species.